Our first item of other business is subdivision 2017-18, Edward D. and Lauren R. Gabor.
This is a final subdivision plan for the subdivision of 17.658 acres into four single-family lots. Preliminary subdivision plan approval was granted by the Commission at its meeting of February 8th of this year. The final subdivision plan complies with the zoning and subdivision codes and all conditions of approval. All required agency approvals have been received. The property is located on the west side of Gravel Hill Road, that's Route 30, approximately 1,975 feet east of Springfield Road, that's Sussex County Road 47. Tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 8, Parcel 49. The zoning district is AR1, that's Agricultural Residential Zoning. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to 2017-18, Edward D. and Lauren R. Gabor, I move for acceptance of the final subdivision plan.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve the final subdivision plan for subdivision 2017-18, Edward D. and Lauren R. Gabor. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is the Reserves MRRPC Revised Preliminary Site Plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for a 173-unit medium-density residential planned community, that's MRRPC. In 2016, the final site plan was revised to remove lot number 129 to facilitate a pump station. The pump station is no longer required, and the revised preliminary site plan proposed to reinstate one lot that was previously removed. Lot line adjustments to some of the lots are also proposed. The revised preliminary site plan complies with the zoning and subdivision codes and all conditions of approval. Staff are awaiting agency approvals for the changes in the site layout. Tax parcel ID is District 134, Map 12, Parcels 468.04, and District 134, Map 16, Parcels 565, 576 through 610, and 844.00. Thank you.
And Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the revised preliminary site plan for the Reserves MRRPC with a final subject to coming back to the Planning and Zoning Commission upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the revised preliminary site plan for the Reserves MRRPC. Did you say you wanted that to come?
It has to come back.
No, just as a preliminary. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is the Woodlands Subdivision Revised Preliminary Site Plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for the Woodlands amenities, which includes two pools, a bathhouse, parking, and other site improvements. The preliminary amenities plan was previously approved by Planning Commission on March 9, 2017, but has been significantly revised since then by reducing the size of the bathhouse in the addition of a second pool. Tax parcel 134-19.00-30.00. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Can I ask a question on this one? Because
yes.
Pools and bathhouses tend to be controversial. You know, I mean, they just take on a life of their own. Are there lots that have been sold out there? Do we know?
I think so, because we had HOA calling in about the where they were in the process of getting the plan approved. So there are, I believe, houses out there.
Do we know what the HOA's opinion is on all that? Because
you have a public hearing coming on.
Uh-oh.
There appears to be someone here with some knowledge.
Yeah. I just know that these will come back and
we will
take on a life of their own if we don't get it clarified right up front.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll allow you to enlighten us.
All right. I'm obviously Jack Hayes from Inside Homes. We are the builder at Woodlands. We are not the developer. But tonight, I can talk about this plan because it's our desire to have this plan changed, to change it to a larger facility. The pricing of the houses in the Woodlands has gone up. I think the homeowners are deserving of a better facility than they have right now. And actually, this will be the first phase of the development of that site. Originally, it was one lot. We amended the plan to make it into two lots, to where it was a larger area, and we're going to do the first phase of that would be to build the pool and the splash park and the existing bathhouse as depicted on the plan. Later, we're going to build a larger rec center, one of which you saw earlier tonight, a smaller version, but it will look very similar to that. We will come back in with an additional approval to get that part of the plan changed.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
There are, to answer to your question, yes, I think there's 38 houses built out there, 38 okay, or 39.
Great. Thank you.
Mr. Robertson, don't you think this needs to come back as a public hearing with all those houses?
That's sort of your decision, but I guess what I heard was that this one has...
This is like phase one of the amenities. They have, I think, two amenities locations. This is the first location, and then another location will have the larger rec center, from my understanding.
Well, they're underway. There's a final subdivision plan approved somewhere, right?
Yes.
Right. And what we're dealing with now are revisions to a separate, but accompanying.
To the amenities plan.
Okay. The problem with this is, once again, what did people bargain for versus what are they getting? Now, the argument can be made, they're getting more. Maybe they don't want more. Okay, maybe those 38 people do not want to pay the increase in the homeowners' fees that are going to come with this extra stuff, or may come with this extra stuff. That's the problem when we change stuff after we've already started selling lots. I mean, I'm open to some other interpretation, but I'm just saying that's my concern, is people get what they bargained for.
Is this something where we could get, instead of having a whole public hearing, could we just get if the homeowners association comes in with signatures from the 38 homes saying it's fine with us? Yeah, or do we have to have a public
hearing? No, I don't think you need to have a public hearing. I mean, you could, but my greater concern is that they have a voice somehow.
All I want to know is if those 38 people are on board with this. Yeah. If they are, then I'm good.
Yeah. That's all I need to.
Makes sense.
In fact, we could approve it subject to obtaining those.
I'd rather do it the other way, because you got to undo the approval if you don't have it.
Okay.
Yeah. I just for the commission, we've had.
How would we act on this?
I think you just defer. Don't take any action. You don't even need to defer it.
Tell them this. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. This comes up, and it has come up, and it leads to litigation. It leads to the Attorney General's office. Takes on a life of its own, you know. That's why I said to your point, if we can just get someone in the Homeowners Association, then we know. And it doesn't have to be a full public hearing with all that, just, you know, a letter from them.
That's my only concern, is that the folks who have already made a bargain are okay with this. If they're okay with it, the HOA is okay with it, then I'm certainly okay with it. Sorry.
Having said that, I'm sure the developer is still in control of the HOA since they've only sold 38 lots and it hasn't.
But that's why I want the 38 lot owners. Yeah. It's not the HOA that we want. It's the 38 lot owners.
Right. Right.
Would it be a consensus or a majority, or how do you do that?
Well, I mean, they certainly have gotten the message. We're not going to take any action on it or approve it. You know, because it's not been a public hearing,
I would absolutely encourage them to. They
I don't need
talk
100%.
To
There's always
them.
One guy who's going
to
say,
"Why do you need to make a motion? We're not going to take any action."
Yeah.
Okay. No action this time.
Yeah. So we're not going. We'll take no action at this time, and that's we can do that by consensus, right? Okay. That's what we're going to do, Mr. Hayes. You'll have plenty of opportunity to talk with Ms. Cornwell, figure out how to get that done. So thank you. Okay. Our next item is subdivision 2014-5, Ida Jane Farm, revised preliminary subdivision plan.
This is a revised preliminary subdivision plan for a major subdivision of 19.16 acres into six lots. Two of the lots will have frontage along Gray Road. The remaining four lots will have frontage along Ida Jane Lane. The Planning and Zoning Commission granted preliminary subdivision plan approval at its meeting of January 14th, 2016. A waiver was also granted from the requirement to provide a vegetated buffer. At its meeting of August 9th of this year, the Commission approved a revised preliminary subdivision plan to change change the street layout near the entrance. The applicant has since clarified his request for a waiver from the street design standards in 9918, paragraph H of the code, to specifically request that the road not be surfaced with a bituminous concrete material and that a crusher run and gravel be used instead. The zoning district is AR1, that's Agricultural Residential Zoning District. The tax parcel ID is District 134, Map 11, Parcel 40. Staff are awaiting agency approvals for the street design changes.
Any input?
So on this one, just so I'm clear, Mr. Whitehouse, the subdivision has already been approved. All we're doing at this point is, I think Mr. Hopkins is acting on whether or not
to approve the request regarding the street design standard.
So that they can go to crusher run and
so we're good.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. And we're waiting for
agency approvals. So it's come back as a revised preliminary. So.
Okay. So Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the revised preliminary subdivision plan with finals.
Well, with the waiver of the street design requirements, yes, to allow them to use crusher run and gravel instead of a bituminous surface.
So moved.
A second. You're getting slicker at that there, Mr.
That's a big word.
I liked how he said it.
It's been moved.
Say bituminous.
Bituminous.
I actually said bituminous.
That's classic.
I moved and seconded to approve the revised preliminary subdivision plan for subdivision 2014-05, Ida Jane Farm. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Marsh Farm, subdivision 2008-25, revised preliminary subdivision plan.
This is a revised preliminary subdivision plan for a 152-lot cluster subdivision access from Camp Arrowhead Road, that's Sussex County Route 279. Planning and Zoning Commission approved the final site plan at its meeting of December 13th of 2012. The revised preliminary subdivision plan seeks approval for revisions to that plan, including changes to the lot and street layouts, the addition of street names, changes in sidewalk layouts, and the removal of bioswales, and the provision of additional stormwater management facilities. The revised preliminary subdivision plan shows the removal of the previously approved walking bicycle jogging path, which will require revision to condition number 5 of the approved conditions. The revised preliminary subdivision plan otherwise complies with the zoning and subdivision code, and aside from the conflict with the requirements of condition number 5, the revised provision plan complies with all other conditions of approval. Staff are awaiting agency approvals for the revisions to the design of the subdivision. The tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 7, Parcel 132, 132.05, 0.06, 0.07, and 351.00. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential. Thank you.
I'm assuming that they haven't sold any lots yet?
They have not. They just got considered substantially under construction because they were about to expire. So they have I'm not aware of them selling any lots because they just met the definition of substantial construction. But there might be somebody who can answer if they sold any lots.
Lardner, can you enlighten us a little bit further?
Sure. For the record, Greg Lardner with Davis, Bowen & Fidel. This project had started out back in 2008 on a totally different developer. We designed based on an open drainage swale system, a 20-foot wide road with sidewalks on the road. They have negotiated a contract with Marsh Island Partners LLC. Shell Brothers will be the home builder. And they decided they wanted to redo the plan, and in doing so, they brought the roads up to the current Sussex County standard, so they'll be 24 foot wide, curb and gutter, sidewalks on both sides. Shell also has a larger footprint that was originally approved, so the lots have expanded a little to the back. Additional stormwater management has been added to help with some of the cut fill numbers. And in doing so, the request to amend Condition 5, which had required a kiddie park, a half a basketball court, and the walking and jogging trails. And as most of you know, Shell Brothers tends to market the retiring market. So those amenities doesn't quite fit with their package. So what they asked for approval is to amend Condition 5 for the pool and the clubhouse. As I know Shell, they tend to do other things, but they want to start with the pool and the clubhouse. And the amenities would have to come back for a separate site plan approval, as we just heard a few minutes ago. So that's the background story. So it has totally changed developers' hands. The market for which the original development was designed for has changed, and so that's why we're here tonight for revised preliminary site plan and revision to condition 5.
I have a question about when you get into the pushing lots back, making the streets wider, what about the buffers? Does it get into the buffers?
The 30-foot buffers are still there as originally designed and approved.
And it won't encroach on those at all?
No, sir. The right-of-way stayed the same. Okay. And some of the lots fit, some of the lots we had to move around, some roads we had to shift around, but we did not impact any of the buffers that were proposed on the outer perimeter of the project.
You changed the number of lots?
No, sir.
Okay.
So we're...
So everybody's got sidewalks they can walk
better,
on, so they don't need a
plan
ramp.
Now
than
it was.
I think it's a better plan
it's
now better than it was, especially with the curb and gutter.
Current
and
standards, right?
Yes.
Yeah, current standards.
Okay.
Yeah, but without the bus, well, how are those... Isn't that the one that Denrec's always on about for the... To let the lizards climb up the side?
No, that's the type of curb.
Thank you. Okay.
This does have salamander mountable curb on it, so they could walk in this community if they needed to.
Oh, boy.
Well, I know I'll sleep.
I tell you what, you were just like, kicking them off. All right.
Oh, my goodness.
So that has to come back, though, for final, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I move for approval for the revised preliminary subdivision plan for Marsh Island 2008-25, with a final plan coming back to the Planning and Zoning Commission upon receipt of all agency approvals.
And don't you also, I think you need, because it was a condition, you need a revision to condition number 5 of the conditions.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see.
Just on the clubhouse, Mr.
Yeah.
So to revise the conditions regarding the amenities to just only require a pool and a clubhouse.
Right.
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the preliminary subdivision site plan for Marsh Island with the what was it?
Change to condition number 5 to allow for a pool and a clubhouse.
That's it. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, carried.
Thank you.
The next item is 5 Point Plaza, revised preliminary site plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for the construction of a new 4,840 square foot two-story building and the reconfiguration of the parking lot. The revised site plan requires the subdivision of the parcel to be recorded with the Sussex County Recorder of Deeds before approval of the final revised site plan. Tax parcel is 334-6.00-3.02. Zoning is C1 General Commercial District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Interconnectivity on this one.
That's what I was asking. That's what I was about to ask. Because it looks like there's a possibility there at the on by Savannah Road. Does anybody hear from this development?
I don't see anyone.
Okay. I don't see anyone, but it certainly looks
like it could
be done.
There's roads that come up to it.
Those look like it could be done.
And I tell you, reconfiguring that parking lot has been needed to be done for some time. So I guess, well, they've got the stuff going up to it. It's just a matter of we can't force the others to accept them to come onto it, right?
You can, as part of your motion, say they need to provide the internet connectivity.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if they can't, they'll have to come back and provide information as to why they cannot provide it.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Well, I mean, they can only provide interconnectivity on their own property.
Right.
I mean, what happens on the other side?
That's
is,
what I mean. Yeah.
But they can certainly do it.
Right.
In the hopes that the folks on the other side will realize the value of it and just let it happen. I can assure you that if paving matches up to paving, people are going to run across it, and it's going to happen.
Right. Well, that's what. Yeah.
So.
And most
people prefer it.
So they can't put a fence up, but the other side could.
I mean, it could. Yeah, that's right. I mean, they could fence it off or something if they wanted to do that. But
makes so much sense, though.
I don't think it does. I don't think it's asking too much because it looks like it would be fairly easy to do.
Yeah. No, I was looking at it, and yes, it's. Yeah. Right there, as long as they take up a piece of concrete. So I make a motion to approve the revised preliminary site plan to incorporate interconnectivity where possible with adjoining lots. Yes. With final approval coming back to the commission.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the revised preliminary site plan for 5 Point Plaza with the condition that they provide interconnectivity with adjacent parcels wherever possible. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. The next item is Greenwood Mennonite Church preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of a 17,000 square foot worship center with parking and other site improvements located at the southwest corner of Shawnee Road and Mennonite School Road. Tax parcel 430-5.00-52.00. Zoning is AR1, agricultural residential. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
I have one question on this one. If anybody's here from Greenwood, do they need all that parking?
Do they what?
Need all the parking. I mean, I know it's probably required, but it's another one of those cases where if they don't need it all right away, do they have to, can they just keep the place open for the parking when they need it?
Well, there appears to be some gentlemen here that might be able to shed some light on that. So let your light shine.
Just questioning. And
your name?
Scott Hoffman.
Okay, Scott, thank you.
You are related to this project?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just in when you're doing this, I know we require quite a bit of parking sometimes.
Yes.
Do you need and want all this parking?
Yes.
Okay, then we're good. That's all I need.
That was easy.
I like that.
Glad you were here, though.
Any words?
It's up to you. That one's just I move to approve the preliminary site plan.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I didn't have anybody else say anything. Okay, Mr. Chair.
Mm-hmm.
With regards to Greenwood Mennonite Church, S18-58, I move for approval of the preliminary site plan with final site plan approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the preliminary site plan for the Greenwood Mennonite Church site plan number 18-58. Approved as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Lands of Troyes. How do we say that?
That's what I would have gone with.
Okay. Minor subdivision off 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision for the creation of two lots. Lot B1 will contain 20,445 square feet. Lot B3 will contain 20,372 square feet. Lot size is 20,000 square feet. As the lots have public water and sewer access off an existing 60-foot easement that goes over an existing driveway, the lots are located off of New Road, tax parcel 335-8.00-9.01. Zoning district is AR1. Staff is in receipt of the City of Lewis approval for the sewer and water. Staff is awaiting DLDA approval.
Mm-hmm. I make a motion to accept the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for Lands of Troyes. That's it.
Moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for Lands of Troyes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Lands of Pine Hollow, minor subdivision off 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision for this creation of one lot. Proposed lot A will contain 0.83 acres plus or minus. The plan also includes a lot line adjustment to the existing lot off of the easement. This does not require approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission. The residual lands will contain 13.69 acres plus or minus after the minor subdivision and lot line adjustment. Access will be off of a 50-foot easement over an existing driveway. The site is located off of Hudson Road. Tax parcel ID is 235-22.00-21.00. Zoning district is AR1, agricultural residential. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Okay, Mr. Chair, I move for approval of the minor subdivision with a 50-foot easement with final approval by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off the 50-foot easement for the Lands of Pine Hollow. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Lands of Raymond Williams, minor subdivision off 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision for the creation of one additional lot. Lot 2 will contain approximately 1.8 acres, with the residual lands containing approximately 6.2 acres. Access will be off of an existing 50-foot easement over an existing driveway. The site is located off of Round Pole Bridge Road. The lots were originally created per deed in 1982. The lots were combined into one lot in 2001. This request is to recreate the lots as they existed prior to the combination in 2001. Tax parcel ID is 235-16.00-74.00. Zoning district is AR1. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to accept the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for lands of Raymond Williams with approval, final approval to be through staff when all agency approvals come in.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision of a 50-foot easement for lands of Raymond Williams. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening. Referring back to our public hearings, our first public hearing was subdivision 2018-11 Hawthorne, Phase 6.
Mr. Chairman, I request a deferment to defer on this for further consideration, unless anybody has anybody have anything they want to discuss on this one. All right.
I would just say, I think deferral makes sense if you're inclined to approve it, just so the wording is right on those trees and everything else. I think we can do that based on identifying lot numbers and things like that.
That was good to me.
Yeah.
Second.
The move is seconded to defer action on subdivision 2018-11 Hawthorne Phase 6. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2139, Arctech Properties LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move to defer in regard to CU 2139, Arctech Properties LLC. I move to defer for further consideration.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2139, Arctech Properties LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was change of or conditional use number 2140 Santé Trucking, care of Sam Connors.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to CU 2140 Santé Trucking, care of Samuel Connors, I move to defer for further consideration.
Can't just say do it? Just keep it and move on?
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, Mr. Hoggins, but that one, because it's been in existence for so long, not that you're going to act on it tonight, but I think the gist of what I got from you and the commission was to keep that one simple.
I would like that.
Yeah. So
do you want, should I make a motion?
No, we still have to have the use.
Yeah, you need to do a formal.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but I just wanted to convey that was my read on things that you all.
Both of those for me tonight.
Okay.
I appreciate the fact that they're coming in to make it legit.
Yeah, and I think that'll make life easier for them going forward. That way,
yeah,
there's no question.
That was my thought.
Yeah.
Did we get a second?
No.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2140 Santé Trucking. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next public hearing was change of zone number 1855 Kirk Salvo K8 Sussex LLC.
Mr. Chairman, in reference to change of zone 1855 Kirk Salvo K8 Sussex LLC, I move for deferral for further consideration.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1855 Kirk Salvo KH Sussex LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Well, that completes our public hearings. Anybody else have anything for the good of the order?
Just one thing to report to the commission. Janelle and I think even since the last meeting, we went to the cabinet committee
on the
comp plan, and the plan was well received at the cabinet committee. We also went to the PLUS meeting, and Janelle did a great job of presenting the plan, and they'd obviously all read it too, but to the PLUS, and that's all the state agencies sit in the room, and they either say they like it or they don't. They were really impressed with the amount of public participation that was allowed throughout the whole process, whether it was at the commission's workshops or all the commission meetings, and then obviously at council too. But they didn't have anything of substance that would prevent certification, which we weren't sure if we were going to come back with some fights on our hands on different topics and some of the elements. But we don't have their final report, which is September 20th. Yeah.
Okay.
But it was really a positive response on it, which I'm happy, because that way we don't kind of really roll up our sleeves and have to
duke it out.
Yeah.
Well. That's good to hear. I mean, that's typically what we have to do. So if they're taking a different tack, that is great news. And
Stay tuned, we don't have the report yet.
I will say that. We have heard that, we only have a few things, and then the list is like 9 pages long. It's like when you go in like for a Dell dot review. Yeah, this looks pretty good. Yeah. And then 2 weeks later, you get the memo.
Right.
Now it's they had another meeting after you left. Yeah.
They do have recommendations that, you know, that'll have to be considered. But for the most part, the ones they were at least articulating in that meeting were fairly minor. It was not necessarily what I, you know, anticipated.
Good. So, that's great news.
Yeah. Janelle, how long did it take you to do that?
We've been working on it.
Just the presentation.
Oh, the presentation yesterday. We were there about 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. Just discussing, you know, we kind of give them.
After hours and hours and hours.
I thought you were going to say it's take 5 days or something.
She read the whole thing to them.
Yeah. Well, they all were supposed to have read it before they got there, you know. So, and they all said they had. They had specific comments on stuff, but
their spare time.
Yeah.
Gosh.
I do have one question for you, Jern. With the buffer ordinance, should we? The one we just talked about. Yeah, the one that we deferred on. Should I just? If I have an idea, just throw it out to you, or write it up, or how do we?
Whichever. Yeah, if you have an idea, just throw it out, you know, and you can throw it out to me, and we'll just put it in the form of a motion. And
not that I have any good ones right now of how to fix that.
Yeah. Well, and maybe that's the motion, you know. I mean, honestly, I think Bob or somebody said, you know, the motion may be that I'm not opposed to the concept, but I feel like, you know, what was drafted needs further work or further exploration, and maybe give some reasons why. You know, it can be up and down, but you can give guidance on why it was up or down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, you know, if we're expected to come back with the finished product, I'm like, that could be a problem.
No, I think we...
Yeah, right.
That's all I had.
Okay, anything else for the good of the order? If not, we stand adjourned, peace and harmony prevailing.
Sure.